Sophie Andrews, you're the CEO of Noah's Ark Hospice and you came on board late last year. Can you tell us a bit about what you've been doing prior to the lockdown a few weeks ago?
Well, we provide support for children and families across northwest and central London, around 350 families. So we have carers that go out into children's homes, providing care in the home, providing respite for the parents, activities within our ark. So we've got a beautiful building in Barnet called Noah's Ark, which is the children's hospice. And we have an inpatient unit there where we have 11 beds where children and families also come in and stay. And it could be end-of-life care. It could be, again, respite for families, and also post-death. So we have bereavement suites for the families to sort of grieve if they have lost a child and spend a bit more time with their child. So, yeah, very, very busy and quite a lot of services and vital services, really, that we're providing for children in London.
With Noah's Ark Hospice, Sophie, the organisation stands to lose close to $2 million over this period, don't they, from all the projected fundraising activities that were on the table. What will you now need to do, or what are you doing to try and at least secure some of those funds?
As you say, it's really difficult. We I think a lot of people think hospices are statutory funded. Most of us receive very little government funding, so we probably about 5% of our funding is government funding. The rest is voluntary income. So events like the London Marathon being cancelled, the fact people are all locked down in their houses and not able to fundraise for us, so in sort of community events, the challenge events that have been cancelled, as you say, that's £2 million worth of income gone. So, I mean, we're trying to be creative. We're trying to put some online fundraising activities together. So for people that maybe were going to do the Three Peaks Challenge, we're trying to count out how many steps that will be in someone's house and try and get people to be sponsored to do stuff in their own homes. So trying to be a lot of times going up and down your own stairs, but we're just trying to think of things you can do in your own home where you might be able to get some sponsorship and then donate to us. But it's, you know, it's a huge worry for us.
What are the things that are worrying you the most?
I guess because most of our costs are staff costs, the only way we can really save money is to reduce staff. And we know they have the government scheme, the government retention scheme, where staff can go on that scheme, and 80% of their salaries can be recouped. But actually, these are our frontline staff who we need in the hospice. So my worry is during COVID, at a time when the NHS need us in order to take children, that we're worrying about paying salaries and having to furlough our staff. So
absolutely,
it's a real paradox at a time we needed most. That.
It is, isn't it?
We're losing the money, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is. It truly is. And you've had such an extensive life and career in the voluntary sector, haven't you, and in the charitable sector, and you've done some incredible work through a number of organisations you've been with. And like many in Hertfordshire, they are also feeling the pinch. What are your insights, or what are your observations? What can you share with other organisations like yourselves that may be going through a similar type of thing?
Well, I guess, you know, we always talk about collaboration in the charity sector, and I think that always works to a point, but then funding always drives charities to work against each other. And I think, you know, in the charities I've been involved in the past, you know, we, as chief execs, we all sit around the table and say, yes, we need to work together, and then 5 minutes later you're competing against each other in a fundraising bid. So I just hope during these times that we get closer to each other and we look at collaboration, we look at, you know, potential mergers where that's possible. I think there is duplication in the sector, and actually charities pop up because people are really well-meaning and want to do the right thing, but actually there is some duplication, and I just think we can work better together and to try and stop that competition and try and share our resources, share our staff, you know, share our ideas, and it's an opportunity. I think while we're all in this sort of battle spirit, it's an opportunity to work together, and at the end of this, when we come out of it, still hang on to those relationships and not go back to how we were before.
Yeah, it's a much more positive way to frame it, isn't it? If you do look at the collaboration that is happening already through the third sector, I think it's quite phenomenal, really. And arguably, it's one of the sectors, as you no doubt would have seen, has been hit the hardest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if something positive can come out of this, hopefully we'll all come out of it with the relationships we all form now with each other, you know, in the charity world, that we come out the other side and still have those strong relationships and sense of sharing between us.
How can people get involved with some of the creative methods that your five team members have been coming up with to support Noah's Ark? It's genuinely difficult, isn't it? We always talk about, oh, let's do all these creative things. And then when you sit and think, okay, what does that actually mean? And how do we do that online? How do people get involved in what you've got out there? And what are some of the things that you've got for people to get engaged with or donate to?
Yeah, so if you go onto our website, so www.noahsarkhospice.org.uk, firstly there's a way to donate, and I would just say to your listeners, you know, if you can donate what you would have spent on the cinema or the restaurant, or you know, things you can't do anymore, if a small donation to us could be made, that would be really beneficial. But on top of that, there's also the resources on there, so that the online, we've got online quiz, so the idea, you know, with your family and friends, you have a quiz and maybe people pay a small amount to take part in that quiz, and that donation would come to us. Or online dinner party, so I know a lot of people are using online now to talk to family and friends and have dinner parties, so we're online dinner party, but also those sort of challenge events as well. So if you did want to run up and down your stairs 2,000 times or whatever it might be, I can't remember.
Whatever you've got in you.
There's a way to do that. Yeah, yeah. Just to stay fit as well. So go onto our website and all the information's on there.
Brilliant. And Sophie, I have to ask you, what does the online dinner party involve? I'm absolutely intrigued by that. That sounds like something I wouldn't mind getting involved in.
Well, again, so one of the ideas we're exploring at the moment is not quite finalised it yet, but a sort of celebrity drop-in. So what we're trying to do is find a few celebrities who would be involved, who you and your family and friends could arrange to, you know, meet Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and you have a dinner party online, and all in your own houses, eating, drinking, etc. And then one of our ideas is to find a celebrity who might drop in on that for maybe not for your whole meal, but drop in, and through that people might want to donate, you know, to have whichever celebrity it might be dropping in on the dinner party. But I suspect we're going to have to be more and more creative, aren't we, over the next few weeks.
I think you will need to be, Sophie. And just to that point, though, you've got some incredible celebrities that are supporting your cause too, haven't you? I know on social media there's been videos of Peter Capaldi and also the actor Simon Pegg as well. Can we let listeners know what your social media handles are as well? Is it Noah's Ark Hospice?
No, you've caught me out now.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, you've caught me out. I'm sorry. I should know that.
No, that's
I don't know.
I've
off the top
got
of my
it.
Head. Sorry.
It's at Noah's Ark Hospice on Twitter.
Oh, brilliant. There we go. I'll ask you. What's
I've
our,
saved
what's
you.
Our
Everyone yeah, just go you. To Twitter. There you go. And then find out Facebook from there. Lovely. Yeah, that's great. So, Sophie, the best ways that people can help you at the moment are go to the website, donate through some of the donation options that you've got, and then also if they're feeling a bit creative, there's things like the online dinner party that you're planning, and there's also other activities that the team have been putting out there, haven't they?
Brilliant. And it also, if people have got ideas, there's a sort of info at email address there, so equally if your listeners have got any creative ideas and want to share them with us, that'd be great as well. We're open to ideas.